Hi, this is Erica. Thanks for joining me today for another season of Leadership on the Ground. In this season, we're going to be talking about the context of leadership, which is all about answering the question of why. If we give both a framework and a grounding around the why of our visions, our actions, and our plans, we create the transparency, safe space, and alignment around how we can now move forward together as teams and organizations. Simple to say, right? It's more challenging to pull off because it requires your mindset, your skill set, and your tool set to apply. Getting it right and getting it wrong has consequences, and in this season, we'll explore all of that. Let's get to it.
You are listening to Leadership on the Ground, Season 6, The Context of Leadership. Throughout the first five seasons, we've discussed the basic fundamentals of leadership, including leading in real time and the rhythm, tensions, and realities of leadership in the 21st century. Now, in this season, we get into the critical area of the context of leadership, which is all about leaders framing and answering the question of why. This perspective and clarity is what is needed for individuals, teams, and organizations to move forward with confidence and alignment. And now, here are your hosts, Erica Pietler and Todd Schnick.
All right. Good morning. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Erica Pietler. Erica, my goodness, season six. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here already again.
You know, when I was pondering the first five seasons of this series, I thought we had covered all the ground that we needed to talk. I didn't think there's anything else we could talk about with regards to leadership. And then when you presented this idea for this next season, I thought, how can you be a leader without understanding this idea of context? So great, great stuff. I'm so much looking forward to it. You mentioned at the very top of the show when you introduced us, this is about answering the question why. What do you mean?
Yeah, this is now taking all the work that we've done in the first five seasons and taking it literally up a level. I really feel like the context and the timing of leadership that we're going to cover in these next couple of seasons really work together. And why is probably one of the most important questions that we could ask and answer. And unfortunately, not a lot of people have the courage to ask it. And it's really incumbent upon us as leaders to make sure that we answer it, because it unlocks gridlock in our organizations and in our teams. It can stop or start action. And that's really why it's so important. Without understanding the why, not a lot of stuff happens in organizations.
Well, there's this common phrase you hear, well, you took me out of context, or this was taken out of context. I mean, let me put my simple hat on here. I mean, I think it's fair to assume that when you have an organization that's not functioning or not firing on all cylinders, or you have an individual, an employee who's not feeling like they're contributing, is it likely because things are out of context? I mean, is it that simple?
It's a lot of it is because it's out of context. And let's just take the piece that you just mentioned here, which is what happens when an organization, big picture, we're just starting this season, right? Big picture, organization is not working well. Leaders are called to the table a lot of times to make transformations, make things happen, and transformations fail. Why? What do you think the biggest reason is that a transformation fails?
Because no one knows where they're going.
They don't know where they're going. And as a result of that, they resist anything because they're really not sure what the next step is. So if we don't explain the why, if we don't give people an understanding of how this transformation is going to affect them and why their alignment with it is going to allow us to be successful, all action stops. And what I find fascinating today in organizations is the speed of everything on the outside of us, Todd, is like working like lightning, right? It's going faster and faster and faster. Working at the speed of business gets harder and harder and harder. And what I've come to realize in my leadership practice is that why is either an accelerator or a stopper or a momentum killer for the speed of business. That's how important it is.
Well, speed is one thing, Erica, but speeding down the wrong path is a part of the problem, right? Because you're out of context. I mean, you have to clarify. I mean, this is the process. This isn't one memo sent. This isn't a nice motivational poster over the front desk. I mean, this is a constant, non-stop process, correct?
It is. And I like what you're starting with here, which is, you know, this very common phrase of being out of context. What answering the why and creating the context does is it gives us a structure to operate within. And when we have a structure, I like to call it freedom within structure. When someone tells me the why and creates the context, I as an employee now can be empowered and motivated and energized to do what I need to do, which is to bring my talent to why we're doing what we're doing. And if you don't give me that context and I feel out of context, I feel more hesitant, I feel more reluctant, and I'm going to slow down because I don't really know if I'm in or I'm out of your context to that point.
Well, you would call that resistance, right?
I mean, I would.
So if you're trying to ram something through and your team is resisting you, it may not be because they don't like the idea, it's because they don't know where this is supposed to really be going, right? Because when you don't have context, change and transformation fails and stops, right?
Totally, in its tracks. If you don't set up the why, you will not get the speed of action that you want. You will get people hesitating, acting reluctantly, and literally slowing down the process of business, which is really, really probably one of the most difficult things that organizations face today. Because so many organizations are either behind the curve trying to catch up, and they have limited time to do it, or they're disruptors, they're innovators, and the speed to getting to market is really, really important for them. So their organization and their employees need to feel very comfortable and very grounded in the why. It's what unleashes the productivity and the performance.
Well, it just also makes me think. I mean, there's thousands of business books, all wonderful material. It tells you about how to be a better leader, how to market, how to be innovative, how to, you know, talk about management. Then you learn all these tools and all these tricks. And you come to the office and you start applying these things, it has to be in context for it to actually work, right?
It does. And you know, what's interesting is in a couple of later sessions, I'll share some insights about my own leadership practice, because every organization has a different context because they're at a different point in their life cycle. Their marketplace is in a different place in time. And leaders need to create that understanding of the context that they're facing at this time with their challenges to come up with why their action plan makes sense for them. So it's really about putting together the edges of that jigsaw puzzle. You know, when you do the jigsaw puzzle, you kind of start, you're looking desperately for that corner, you know, kind of put it in place. Like, that's context that organizations need. We got to have the corners so that people understand, all right, now we got to put together that jigsaw puzzle and have all those pieces come into play.
My mom, when she puts together a jigsaw puzzle, she builds the frame first. That's all she does.
Smart strategy.
Metaphor would be that's setting the context,
right? It totally is.
Okay. So, you know, thinking about this reminded me of something we've talked a lot about over these last five seasons is altitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect there's something to it here right now, because you talk about when and why and how those work together.
This is so critical, and this I would say is the second biggest piece. If, you know, the stop, start, and speed is one end of context, altitude and working on the business or in the business is the second piece. And when we talk about context, we are talking about context on the business. As leaders, if we don't set the context on the business, everybody is confused who's working in the business. So this is why those leaders who work at those lower altitude levels, they're in the weeds, they're actually doing the work, they're compressing everybody else. They're doing a disservice to everyone in their organization because we're all working without the appropriate context. What we need to make sure is that our leaders recognize their roles. They're the narrators of the story of context, right? They have to kind of tell us where we're going and what we're doing and create the meaning around where we are at this stage in our world. And, you know, the world, hopefully, that our leaders are looking at, they're looking outside their window and they're seeing, remember we talked in one of our seasons about that VUCA world, you know, that volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world. Well, our context creates the meaning for the VUCA world. How do we put it together and make it simple so that our organization can successfully navigate through that VUCA world?
This season is made possible by Leadership Rigor, the leadership development framework founded and facilitated by Erica Pietler. Erica Pietler teaches breakthrough performance and productivity strategies for how to lead yourself, lead teams, and lead at the organizational level. Everything you think you know about leadership will be turned upside down. Leadership Rigor can be experienced through reading the international best-selling book, engaging in one-on-one coaching, or creating a customized team or organizational leadership journey. To achieve breakthrough performance and productivity, visit ericapietler.com to learn more. That's ericapietler.com.
You can't talk about context or the why of an organization without having a foundation of good communication, right? I mean, that's, you can't do it without it, right?
You know, you've just nailed probably one of the most important things. For us to be able to communicate context, we can't just be a good communicator. We really have to be a fantastic communicator. And in fact, one of the skills that we're going to talk about in a future episode is how the ability to create and communicate context is a differentiator skill. It really starts to separate those people who will be good team leaders from those who can actually rise into the ranks of organizational leadership. Because the ability to influence, to have that veritas and gravitas that we previously talked about, you have to be able to have those skills well honed to be able to tell a compelling story about the context.
I suspect there's two major problems when an organization is out of context. One is maybe the context is wrong and they need to reframe it. But I suspect more often than not, it's because it's not being communicated well, right?
It is often because the leaders and the leadership don't have a clear, articulated understanding, sometimes in their own head. And sometimes it's because they haven't thought about how important it is to actually develop one, right? So it could be either of those two things. But here's the really critical piece. If we don't do our job and look outside of our organizations and look at that world that's changing and that dynamic, and then marry that with the context within our organization and find a bridge to make the internal plans match the external circumstances and create that context between the two and that interface between the two, we're going to be out of context both as people and as an organization. And entry points will be missed, risks will be higher than we want to take, and the confidence and our people will not be as clear because we didn't do our job to kind of set the table on that.
You said a minute ago that we have to be the narrators of the story, and I suspect part of the problem here is people don't understand that there has to be a story. There has to be a narrative for an organization or a division or a team or a group, a class, whatever the entity is. They all need context, right? I mean, so talk about the narrative and why that's so important.
So the narrative is a version of a story, but it's a super story, right? It's the story of your organization's journey. And the story of your organization's journey, we talked earlier in previous episodes around the progressive mindset. The progressive mindset is the story of context, really. It's the narrative of where were we, where are we now, and where are we going? And keeping the rhythm and the cadence of that, which we talked about in the rhythm of leadership, is so critically important. And if we do that, we bring our people along with us. That narrative of both the emotional and rational dynamics of what's changing and what's evolving is critical to staying in alignment, or as you said earlier, staying in context.
So this idea, when you hear about an individual or an employee who's not inspired, they're not motivated, they celebrate hump day, they count the minutes to 5 p.m. on Friday, it's probably because they don't understand or are not in tune with the meaning, the purpose, the why of an organization. I mean, and that certainly applies to millennials. Everyone blames millennials for being these massive job hoppers. I think it's because they're in an organization that doesn't give them any meaning, right? So talk about that, because I feel like you create meaning through context, yes?
Oh, completely. Meaning and context are absolutely connected. And, you know, the word that I like to use in this regard is that we have to make the links, right? The story of the organization has to be related to the story of the team and the story of the individual. So people need to understand what their role is in that alignment. And it's not only important vertically, so that the external environment, the internal environment, the team, and then I understand my meaning and my link and my purpose to why I exist for this organization, so this organization can achieve its goals. But it also works in terms of the horizontal. You know, all work is collaborative. And if we don't keep a clear and consistent view on the why we're doing things, teams get disoriented, the balls get dropped, and we have to constantly remind each other of it's not just the why outside, but it's the why inside that we have to keep ourselves moving forward so that the work that we're accomplishing not only meets why we're trying to get things done internally, but it matches the outside.
Lots to think about there. All right. Well, this this promises to be a very intriguing season here on Leadership on the Ground. So we've introduced this idea of the context of leadership. Erica, I wonder if you would do us a favor and walk us through the next five episodes and what we're going to be discussing.
Yeah, I'm excited about this season because I feel like there are some really great tools and language and concepts that we can really share with everyone and put together some new and some familiar things that people can start to use on the ground and in real time. The first episode we're going to talk about is we're going to go a little bit deeper than we did today around why context matters. So what's at risk here? What are we looking to gain? What could we potentially lose? Then we're going to go into the context mindset. The leader has to have a context mindset at all times to keep the clarity of why they're doing what they're doing fresh and in the minds of the people that they're leading. We're going to talk about the skill sets that you need to have. We're going to go through one episode that's the context of skill sets. And we're literally going to help people to understand what are the super skills and what are the master skills that they need to understand to really be able to be a context communicator. We're going to then have in episode 4, the context tool set. And we're going to talk about a lot of models and frameworks that we've introduced before, but we're going to give it a new spin and we're going to give it a new perspective in terms of how you can use it specifically in terms of helping people to understand the why. And then we're going to wrap it all up with what I think is going to be a fantastic episode, and that's going to be on the consequences. And consequences could be both positive and negative, and people underestimate that. They always think consequences are negative, but consequences could be really, really positive. And one thing that, you know, I just want to emphasize, that speed, if we can unlock gridlock, and why is the unlocking of that gridlock and we get speed, that's one heck of a positive consequence.
No doubt about it. I cannot wait. So as Erica says, next week, we're going to go deeper on why context matters. So Erica, before we go, should anyone have any questions on our discussion today, how do they find you?
Sure. You can find me at erica@ericapietler.com. You can email me. My website, ericapietler.com. Leadership Rigor, by the way, which many of the concepts of this podcast and our historical seasons have been based on, Leadership Rigor is on amazon.com.
All right. Todd and Erica signing off for today. We'll see you next week.